Hi, everybody. This is Chuck Whetstone. You're listening to Chuck's Favorite Things, Inspiration and Motivation from Music, Movies, Memories, and More. Today, I'm talking to you, and it's Friday. Can you believe it? Friday already, and that is June the 12th. And we're so glad you've listened in today, turned in today on chucksfavoritethings.com, or you've caught me on iTunes at Chuck's Favorite Things. Today's show is sponsored by StartCashback.com, StartCashback.com. If you'll go there, you can join for free and start saving money on all your online purchases to some of your favorite stores like Target, Walmart, Best Buy, Sears, JCPenney, did I say Macy's, and Apple, the Apple Store. You can get cash back. You can save money on almost every purchase and travel. Julie and I just went to Eureka Springs and to Van Buren, Arkansas, and we used Hotels.com. And guess what? We got like 11-something percent back on our purchases on our hotels, and that's because I'm a VIP member. So, listen, you can go to StartCashback.com and join for free, and then if you want to upgrade to VIP, you'll be like me and save the most money that you can. And I've already saved in 10 months $342.82. Okay, I'm not making this up. These are regular purchases that I make on shopping, on clothes that I buy online, musical equipment, and what else? Travel. Yes, travel. And when I purchase things online, I get all this cash back. And so it's very interesting, and it's also free to join. You don't have to pay anything to join. But if you want to upgrade and get the most out of your membership, it's only $99 a year currently. So if you're listening to this today, today is June the 12th, I say go to startcashback.com, start your free membership, watch the video, and you'll be getting cash back on all your online purchases as well. Okay, thank you for that sponsorship by startcashback.com. Today's show, you know, yesterday was Thursday, and I did not do a broadcast, just time got away from me. Such a busy day. And sometimes days are like that, guys. But you know what? Today I said I'm going to do a podcast, and I know it's kind of late today, but still I'm going to get one out, because I was thinking about, as me and my friend Kenny went to see San Andreas, the movie, the 2015 blockbuster disaster movie. You know, almost every year somebody puts out a disaster movie. You remember years ago the Poseidon Adventure came out. That's a disaster movie. Towering Inferno in the 60s and 70s, that was a disaster movie. So many more have come out. Even like Armageddon, great movie with Bruce Willis. I love that movie. That's a disaster movie. How about Day After Tomorrow? That is a disaster movie. These are great, and they usually come out Independence Day with Will Smith. They usually come out in the summertime, don't they? Because they know you have a little bit extra money, you have a little extra time, and they want to get you into the theater and let you enjoy some shock therapy through what might happen at the end of the world or close to it, okay? San Andreas did not disappoint. Now, sure, it had some predictable moments and predictable acting, perhaps, but the plot, you have to have a starting place where things to go bad. And then you have to have some kind of love plot in the background going on two or three times with different characters. And then you have to have the disaster itself take place. And then you have the rescue of the main characters in the movie. You know what I'm saying? And eventually, mankind is saved to live another day. And that's the basic premise of a disaster movie. You're going to start with, an innocent little story. It gets bad, it gets worse, it gets really terrible. You know, fortunately in this movie, there were no aliens or zombies, okay? So I was looking for them, but they never came out. It was just a normal disaster movie and set in California and Colorado. Where is Hoover Dam? Wherever Hoover Dam is, sorry. So you have this basic disaster movie coming out in the summertime. Me and my friends went to see it, and we were not disappointed. We saw it in IMAX 3D. It was the last day of showing at our local theater. And I'm glad I saw it on the big screen. It was a lot of fun. The sound effects and of course, the movie effects were outstanding. The star of it is Dwayne Johnson, but he's known as The Rock, okay? And I was thinking about Dwayne. He used to be a professional wrestler and still might do that some, but you know, he's older now, so you don't want to actually go out and get in the ring and get beat up or beat somebody up at your older age. And so he's done a lot of acting. You know, remember The Scorpion King and some other movies he's come out with. And so now this is his latest film. And it showed him a few times flex his muscles. And he, of course, he looks good, you know, showing his muscles off. I looked online. This man's 6'4". You know, he is a towering inferno himself. I mean, he's huge, 6'4". And he's got these cannons on his arms that are huge. Just to me, I'd like to hang out with him. He seems like a really nice guy. Even though he would tower over me about, you know, 5 inches, but he seemed like a real nice guy to get to know. So, you know, when I was thinking about Dwayne Johnson doing his movie, San Andreas, I was thinking about his career, but then I started thinking about all the other athletes we've seen in movies in previous years. I just did a little search tonight to see what some of them did and what some of them are known for. And I'd just like to share with you some of the history of athletes in movies in the United States. I'm not talking about worldwide. I'm not talking about in Italy or Germany or Japan. But in the United States, I went back to see who some of the earliest ones. And as soon as Edison started filming people back in the day, he one of his first people was a bodybuilder or a runner. What was it? He was a runner or no? He was a gymnast. He just posed and did some exercises, I do believe. So since the beginning of film in the United States, we have seen athletes involved in film. Let me take you back just real quickly. This is not going to be a long broadcast today. Of course, I say that every day and I end up talking a lot. I was looking at these names and listen to some of these names that were in film back in the day. And I'm not going to bore you with all the details on the dates and times, but listen to some of the people who were famous for whatever area of sports they were involved in. And then they got into some film as well. How about Babe Ruth? Great baseball player, home run hitter, just a great guy. And he's been portrayed in several movies himself by other people. I even went to the show to see him because they're fun. But Babe Ruth actually starred in several movies as himself, or he made an appearance as someone else, acting as someone else. But many times he would show up in a movie as himself. Babe Ruth, great baseball player. Johnny Weissmuller, you know, he's from the Olympia. He was an Olympian and bodybuilder, but mainly known for being in the Olympic sports. And he is famous for Tarzan and Jungle Jim. I knew him, you know, when I was growing up on Saturday afternoon watching Tarzan movies, black and white Tarzan movies, and getting in love with that yell he had and his ability and strength to fight animals and swim and swing from trees. And so I remember Johnny Weissmuller as a kid growing up, and he was an Olympian before he made great movies like Tarzan. There's a guy named Mickey Hargitay, and he was a bodybuilder, married to a famous actress named Jane Mansfield. You might know her as well. If you go to my blog, if you're on there right now, you're seeing some of these photographs from the internet that I was able to see. And here's a picture of Jane and Mickey together when they were married, and also they did act some together. But Mickey was a bodybuilder, and Jane fell in love with him. She was a movie star, and both, you know, beautiful, good-looking people, and they did some films together, and he was really known for being a bodybuilder, but he did do acting as well. Arnold Schwarzenegger, how can you forget the man? Okay, he's changed the way we look at movies through The Terminator, and he was started out as a bodybuilder from another country, you know, moved to the United States and very famous in the bodybuilding world. And then he's got into movies, and the man is outstanding. Even eventually became the governor of California. Now, what a life story this man has. But we love him as the Terminator and all these Terminator movies. In fact, you know, there is one coming out this summer, and it's going to be fun. Arnold's in it, and it's going to be a blast, okay? Jack LaLanne. Does anybody remember Jack LaLanne being on TV? Probably in the 50s, maybe in the 40s, I'm not sure. But I know I saw him in the 60s watching old black and white TV. And Jack LaLanne, you know what, as a kid you'd laugh at him, but the man was strong. He was a bodybuilder. He was an exercise enthusiast, health enthusiast, and always promoting eating right, sleeping right, and living right. And he was just seemed to be a great man. And he had his own TV show for years. And the man, I don't know how old he lived to be, but he was always in perfect health and always strong and always sharing with people his secrets of drinking and juicing and living life to its fullest. What an example of perseverance and life this man lived, Jack LaLanne. Lou Ferrigno, you might know Lou from The Incredible Hulk. I started watching him back in 78, and he was on The Incredible Hulk TV series. He was a young man who was also a bodybuilder like Arnold, came from another country, had a serious hearing loss in his ears due to an infection, and this man became a TV star, movie star, and bodybuilder. Tremendous life story by Lou Ferrigno. And then if you'll remember, there are other people who have been famous for wrestling like Stone Cold Steve Austin. He's been in movies as well. I remember, and of course, living here in Oklahoma, I have to bring up Brian Bosworth, who played football for University of Oklahoma, also went on to be a pro football player, and acted in several movies, outstanding athlete-turned-movie star as well. That brings us up to Dwayne Johnson, The Rock. This guy was born in 1972. I'm just shocked. That's the year I graduated from high school. But this guy, I just love his character, his features on his face, the way he raises his eyebrows. And I don't care for tattoos myself, but he's got a huge one on his arm, being from Samoa, tradition, and that's part of his genes, and being from that culture. He has a Samoan tattoo, I believe. I heard that story. But that's sacred to him, and it looks good on him, not for me. But just a great guy. Started in football in high school, played for a school in Florida, and tried to make it in the pros, but I think he had a bad injury and was not able to play in the pros. So then he turned to wrestling like his dad and his grandfather, and the rest of the story is history. Now he's a movie star, and we enjoy seeing him on the big screen. That's my review of San Andreas. I encourage you to go see it. It is intense. It's got a lot of good acting. Again, typical. Some plots were typical. But, it's fun. It was 2 hours of fun, and I enjoyed it. And if you can go and see San Andreas on the big screen, it'll be great. You'll enjoy it. If not, check it out when it comes out on DVD. I think it'll be worth your 2 hours to invest in, and you'll like it. I really do think you will. I think you will. So this is Chuck Whetstone signing off. It is a wonderful day here in Oklahoma City. It started raining a while ago. I've been listening to the rain tonight. Just an enjoyable day. We had a great thing at our church tonight with the senior citizens, potluck of Italian food. It was just everybody brought pizza, calzone, spaghetti, and all kind of stuff. It was just a great time. 38 people showed up. It was just a great time. So anyway, I'm tired. It's late. But anyway, Chuck's Favorite Things. You found me on chucksfavoritethings.com or on iTunes. Thank you so much. Leave me a 5-star rating on iTunes. I appreciate it. But Chuck's Favorite Things is inspiration and motivation from music, movies, memories, and more. Tomorrow is Saturday. I'm going to talk about one of my favorite Cary Grant movies when I talk about At the Movies. And then Sunday, you're going to hear one of my personal songs that I've written again on Soulful Sunday. Okay, Chuck Whetstone signing out. Have a good night. Have a good day. Bye-bye.